Om Shanti. So today's topic is, the ball is in your court or my court or his court or her court. So the meaning of this phrase or idiom is that whenever you perform an action and then you have now the other person or the person who like I have given you something, I have given you a piece of advice, now I can say that the ball is in your court, whatever you want to take, any decision or any step or any make you want to move. So this is the meaning of this idiom, that it's now my turn. So when I heard this few days ago from brother, and he gave me this topic, so it was really, really very motivational for me, very inspirational for me, because when you say the ball is in your court, means you are the master, means you have the power now to take the decision. And sometimes it happens that because of some negative situation which comes in our life, we start thinking that now the ball is not in my court. But Rajyoga meditation, Baba's knowledge has taught us that actually all the time, every time, the ball is in my court. Because whenever other person is doing something wrong to me, or he is or she is saying wrong things to me, that time also the ball is in my court, because it's up to me what thoughts I want to create, what reaction or response I want to give at that time. So it is one big realization which came during these 3 days or 4 days, that the ball is always in my court. And I want to share some experience of my childhood now, because this idiom has come from sports, from tennis or badminton. So I used to play badminton in my school days, and that time I remember very clearly, I remember the court, and I was in 7th or 8th standard, and then up to 10th or 11th I was playing that. So if the other opponent has, like he or she has shot the shuttle, so at that time to give the right response to hit it like hard, you have to be fit. First is you have to be fit. Second is you have to be very, very focused. If you are not focused, you can't really hit the shuttle. And third is you have to be very fast. I remember we used to either wear shoes, or all the experiments we used to do, barefoot or remove the shoes. And then you have to be flexible too. Flexible and focused and fast and fit. Then only there is a chance you can hit the shuttle. And same thing with life now. And the other thing is, which 2 years ago somebody sent me a message in a, like WhatsApp, just talking about WhatsApp, very inspirational for me. I always remember that, try to remember that, that there was a study conducted on people, those who were on deathbed, they were about to die. They were in hospital, and then somebody went there and he asked everybody the same question, that do you have any, okay, what is your experience now, because you are going to die soon. It is clear, you are going to die soon, so what's your experience? So everybody said the same thing. Everybody said that we have some repentance, we are repenting something. And the thing is, we are not repenting something which we have done, but we are repenting the things which we have not done. Hame paschataap hai ki humne kyun nahi kiya. So we are repenting on some things which we have not done, we could have done better. Now in Brahmin life, on this confluence age, so now we have to think, are we doing everything which we can do? Otherwise we will also be in the same boat, that we repent because we know better. I was listening to an interview of Oprah, and she was saying that yes, this is the biggest repentance, when we knew better but we don't put it into action. And then, like, I could have behaved in a better way but I didn't behave, So I repent later on. So of course we talk about Gyan and Yoga daily here, and we all know the importance of confluence stage. We have God Himself with us. We are in the Diamond Age. We are in Sangham Yuga. We know the importance of every second, and we have the most elevated knowledge. So are we making full use of that? And repentance of Brahmin life will be when we'll not be able to fulfill the potential in the soul, because like we could have done better. And yes, we always talk about what is punishment in our center, because in Islam there is a lot of things about punishment, because people have a lot of fear Allah will like cut our head or hand or whatever. So whenever we talk about punishment, we always tell people and we always tell ourselves first that the punishment is that realization, I could have done better. Main achha kar sakta tha. I could have done better. So now I have thought a few points, like three or four small points. They are very small points, not very deep, I think. But I think for me, I realize they are really, we need to put them into practice. As BKs, as Baba's children, and when the ball is in my court, when I am doing all the things, what extra can I do? The first point which came into my mind is, we all have to find that one skill inside all of us. Everybody knows that one skill which you are actually unique because of that skill. Like I was seeing the painting of the brother last 3 days. I'm getting emails. And then what next can we do? Like what next can he do? We have a sister in center. Her name is Michelle. She's a very great artist. She always talks about this thing, that what else can we do? Somebody is a poet. Are we actually practicing more of it, or just we have stopped it? Because it's not not just we want name and fame and all those things. No, it will give us that inner satisfaction, and it will help in service too. It will help us service, it's no doubt, it will help. Many people come into Gyan by seeing one picture and listening to a beautiful song, or they have read some beautiful poem of somebody. So really we have to find that one skill. And then last maybe 6 months I'm thinking about this, still I haven't come on to conclusion about myself, but I believe soon I will. That one thing which is unique in you have to find, apart from your profession. You are a doctor, you are an IT guy, you are this and you are that. Okay, but there is something else there. Because now is the time. Because now the ball is in my court. I can do now. Because I know now. I know the art of living now. And then, why I'm saying this? Because there's a science behind this, that when we practice one thing daily, not like, let's take the example of art. So, okay, I'm not an artist, but okay, if I start, I have the passion or I have the interest, I start like drawing something. But if I'm doing that seemingly insignificant thing daily around that skill, small steps if I'm taking, then what happens in the brain? There is something going on in the brain, and I will use some like scientific words, but no problem. We will understand that. Many doctors are here in this class. So the thing is, when we are doing that step daily, here in our brain, one neural circuit is formed, and that neural circuit, in return, some brain cells are triggered, and those are called oligodendrocytes, and then they form a fatty tissue, and then it wraps the neural circuit again. So what happens after that? I'm doing that thing daily. So what is happening here? The result is four things. One is, I will have like I will have accelerated the learning time. I will learn quickly now because I'm doing this daily. Second thing is I'll be quick in seeing things. Third is I'll be quick in observing or learning. And then fourth is I will have a heightened awareness now. So all of these things, and that is the secret of those who are, like in the world we say, oh, they are the masters of their skill. It's not that they are born masters, no. Because we are seeing just the results, but there are lots of hard work has gone behind that. And then, I always like this saying of Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee is a, you know Bruce Lee? Yeah, Bruce Lee? He's in the field of, I don't know, boxing or wrestling or something, I don't know, karate, huh? Yeah, thank you. So he always, he has said this thing that it's not the thousand kicks that scares me. It is the one kick which is practiced 1,000 times. That is very scary. So one small thing daily, but it has to be daily. So we have to find that one skill in all of us. There is something hiding. There is something which has to be explored, which has to be given water, which has to be given attention so that it grows. So one thing is this, and because we don't have to, and always we say that we have to feed our, I think Dr. Sachin also said something like this few days ago, we have to feed our concentration and we have to starve our distraction. So that focus and that will have those, just I know explain that thing in the brain. And again I want to add here something which I just remembered. I was recently in Bahrain in February and there was a conference which is called as Bahrain Conference. Every 2 years it takes place. So one brother scientist you all must be knowing, Brother Surya from Seattle. Not Suraj Bhai, Seattle. Surya, Brother Surya, he came and he said something very interesting and everybody loved his lectures a lot because we all don't want just spirituality because the people were all non-BKs. He was relating spirituality with science every second and people were just mesmerized by his all the lectures and every time his hall was full. So the thing is, he said, our brain has how many cells? Like, you know, you put 20 zeros after one, you calculate that, please. So whatever, so this is the amount of cells we have here. And every cell here is connected with 10,000 cells in the body. So the network is very, very complicated and big. So every thought I'm creating here is affecting every part of the body, cell. So this is what Baba says, Swaman. When I create those elevated thoughts, it is affecting my brain, my mind, my soul, and of course the body. So this is one thing that we all have to find that skill. It is there, just we have to find, explore that. And the second is, we have to expand our capacities and conquer the fear. Very important and very practical. We have to expand our capacities and conquer the fear. The first thing is, when I'm saying expand our capacities, we can all do whatever we are doing more than that. Always. Always we can do. Because we are the one who are putting limits to ourselves. Of course, we all know these things. They are ABC for us. So we have to expand that and I want to give you 2-3 examples, not just I'm saying this, but a few days ago, again I heard in this class, I was actually 1 year ago, 2 years ago, there was some brother was saying that we have to learn a new language and that time I started thinking, I should learn Arabic, I live in an Arabic country, I must learn. So I started learning and yes, we always have excuses, oh I can't, I don't have time and all those things in centers, right? We always have this first excuse. But I know that there can be reasons or results, not both. So I tried and yes, I started learning and reading and writing, but of course I can't speak. till now. So, but still I have the satisfaction, I tried, I expanded my capacity. I know now I can do more. And second thing is, this example of my friend, she is also, like when I say conquer fear, her name is Mana, she is a Kuwaiti sister and she has met Baba. From 2 years she is not coming to like center regularly, but she is still, she says Baba, Baba. Because a few months ago she called me, she said, I want to meet you and I want to come to the center. I said, very good, come. She came and then the first thing she said that, really, I have to give you very good news. Because she was very shy sister. And I said, what is the good news? She says that, you know, I always had the fear of speaking in front of audience, but I hate myself for this fear and I want to conquer that fear. So for that, she said, can you imagine? She went to a TV studio and she took the TV, like newsreader course, like the most, like millions of people will be watching you. And then she said, I did that course. But the thing is, she got selected as a newsreader. She had the fear, now she will be on national TV daily. So she's our VIP now. So this is one thing, that we have to conquer the fear. Another thing is, I was again watching this video of Will Smith. He is a Hollywood something. I haven't watched any movie of him, but I know that he is very famous because of his motivational speeches. And so he was saying that what motivates me is my fears. That I can't do this, I can't, oh you can't do this, then I have to do it. I have to prove not to the world, I have to prove to myself, I can do this, I have to do this. And now I think very, very famous. And here again I want to give another example. I'm giving all these examples because they are part of my life. So that's why they're coming so naturally for me. So another is, that day we're discussing about the footballer Ronaldo. And then again he again motivates me for all of these things. So we have to learn, we have to learn from everybody. And then he was saying that he was in an interview, and the interview was, okay, just to tell you, he is the number one footballer of the world right now. So he was asked that, you are very lucky, no? That's why you are number one. Huh? Then he said, yeah, luck is the most commonly used word in the world today. Yeah, because of luck you did, huh? Because of luck. He said, what luck? I was told when I was 12 or 10, you can't be a footballer because you're very skinny, very slim, you can't be. And you can see the pictures of him. And then he said that, I told myself, body can be changed. You can go to the gym, and you now see him, he's like the fittest. And then he said that, then again his, all the friends or those who were with him in the academy, they said that everybody will sleep but not Ronaldo. He will go to the gym. And because somebody told, your legs are weak, okay, every time he's exercising, like the exercises of the legs, so that he has to make them strong. And then this thing was happening, and then he said that, okay, luck was there, but I took advantage of that. That's why, like now, we all have the luck of everything. Everybody has the same thing. 24 hours, same Baba, same Murli. All have the luck, but how much we are practicing or taking advantage of that. So the second thing is about regarding this. Then the interviewer asked him, but your this talent was recognized on a right age, 13 year age you were recognized, and now that's why you have practiced so many years. Then he said, no, even if you're old, 20, 30, 35, 40, 45, whatever age, your talent is recognized, there are methods, you can improve that time also. You can't give excuses. Again, reasons or results, only one thing can, you know, present. Okay, now the time is up, I think. 5 more minutes. The other thing is, which I was thinking about, to live in present. Yes, we all have to be in action. Like Sister Jayanti was saying two days ago in Gyan Sarovar, the angel is one who is in action, who is always in action but always connected with the self also. So yes, we have to be karma yogi, we have to do all the actions and whatever, but be present also. Again, we all talk about here Akash Tole, a Canadian writer or a very like a spiritual teacher these days, very famous. And he always says that we are always rushing. Like now, we are sitting here, we are thinking about the next move. Okay, we have to go for a walk now. So we all, always we are thinking about the next. Like he gave a very nice example that when you are washing your hands, can you feel the water? But we are rushing towards the next step. So can we feel that? Can we be present? And yesterday in yoga, I was thinking about this, that we are the only ones on this planet, those who can practice this in full, like full way, not like halfway. So we know how to be soul conscious, we know how to be in the moment. And finally, fourth thing, which is must for everybody, is health. It is the time to hit hard the ball, but for that we have to be very, very fit. And to be fit doesn't mean body conscious. Because in my early days of Gyan, I used to think like this. Like many think that this is body conscious. You should not take care about your body. What is this if you are sick? Oh, no problem. Whatever is food available, just eat that. Yes, we have to eat that. But we have to be sensible here. What is good for me? And another thing, scientific proven fact, that food and exercise, mainly exercise is not just to reduce weight. Exercise is to, like, doctors are here, I'm feeling very, like, bad to give lecture on exercise, but just to say that exercise is something, you know, I recently came to know about something called BDNS. BDNS is brain-derived neurotrophic factor. This is some. It is called as the brain fertilizer, which helps in generating new cells. It helps the good cells. It helps in repairing the bad cells. So, it's a brain fertilizer. And as we age, it starts reducing in number. And that's why when we are young, we feel more confident in driving or all these things, and when we, as the people are getting old, they feel less confident because the number of this BDNS, it decreases. But it is proven now, with exercise, we can improve this. It's very, very clear, the scientists, they actually experimented on human beings and rats, like many experiments. And secondly, the second thing which is very important is the sugar. A few days ago, there was a lecture in Harmony House in the center, and it was about compassion, and then I don't know how from compassion we came on to sugar. So that sugar part, you know, it is a study that sugar is as intoxicant, like nicotine, alcohol. Yes, when we eat sugar, it stimulates the same centers as alcohol and nicotine and heroin. Like you are actually addictive of that. I want, you know, few days ago, maybe 4 days ago, my roommate here in Pandabhavan is a very recent, she asked me at 9:30, do you have chocolate? I said no. Because she wanted to eat chocolate at 9:30 at night while I was in bed. So because she said, I have craving, I want to eat chocolate now. Because we have so much addiction, and then this sugar decreases the level of BDNS in us. And we know that it has the same, when we stop eating sugar, it has the same effect when we, withdrawal symptoms, it is called a withdrawal symptoms, huh? That you feel this and you have headache and all those things. Yes, yes, right. Bhog and lolis, yes, we have to eat bhog. You know, one sister, and she's a Kuwaiti, and she says that, after coming to Gyan, I have put on 10 kgs. After saying yes, yes to every bhog, yes, yes to every toli. And then she says, Baba, please. And then another couple who comes to center and they are very fit and always taking tolis, and I ask them, hello, what's your secret? They said, we take toli, but we don't like immediately bus eat it, huh? We keep it in our home and we eat like in portions. After our lunch we will eat when we have the craving of some eating some sweet, they keep it. And I have seen one Greek sister, Ioana, she, whenever I go to her room during Madhuban visits, her table is full of all the tolis. She said, no, I don't have to eat everything. It is given to us, but it's our choice. No need. Yes, like for bhog or anything, you don't have to eat all the halwa, which is, you can take little portion. You will not be said, no, no, you have to take, no, I don't want. Yes, yes, right. And also, you know, once Baba Ramdev came to some place, I will not mention, and then in studio we got the raw footage of that, and my duty was to edit and all those, you know, Delhi studio. So when I was watching this video, Baba Ramdev was, because many people around him was overweight, all BKs. And he said, BKs? And he said, BKs are yogis, na? So I thought yogis means fit. I thought yogis means the one who can connect with God, but to be fit is the first step to be a yogi. So it's must. The exercise, in whatever level or you are doing or not doing, start. And also food, because it's our self-respect. It is our self-respect to be fit. Not to show anyone, not to prove to anyone, but it's for the self. So I think now the ball is in our court. Every second we have to make full use of that. Om Shanti. Yeah. Yes. And karma. Yeah. It's when we say ball is in our court, we are responsible. We are the masters. Yes, exactly. The karma. Yes. Where, like you, the, yes, you have the option now where to hit the ball. You are responsible for your karma, because, you know, when we used to play this badminton, so we hit the ball where the person is here, we will hit another way so that I win always. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So everybody has to decide their own T junction and their own like course of action. So we are all responsible, Baba's children. So we have to understand now is the time when the ball is in my court, and I have to take the responsibility for my efforts. It's a game, so enjoy it also. Don't take it so seriously. But yes, we have to be aware and alert and fit. Om Shanti.